Welcome to Deception in the Last Days with your host, Randy Shelton. Randy is a member of the Biblical Discernment and Research Center. He has been studying cults and new religious movements for over 30 years. Join Randy as he discerns the deception going on now in the last days.
We've been looking at some of the building blocks and some of the things going on currently that are helping work towards an eventual one-world government, a one-world religion, and of course a one-world economy as part of that one-world government, all of which God has warned us in advance is part of the whole world that's in deception and who lies in the lap of the wicked one and who are ultimately going to be deceived, many people, by this this whole construct that's taking place, really, I think, before our eyes and has been going on for some time, of course. Now, I started this series by looking at current events that were taking place in our society, our culture, and not just our society, of course, worldwide. And these current events that, as I mentioned, are building blocks, building towards the Antichrist's one-world government and the false prophet, the Antichrist, the false prophet, and the one-world government, the one-world religion. Now, so far, I want to do just a quick review. The first current event that we looked at, the Parliament of World Religions, this entailed, of course, both one-world government and one-world religion. Then, of course, the second current event was the globe-trotting Pope Francis and his interfaith activities with Islam. Of course, he's very involved ecumenically with many false churches and false Christian leaders and those that have sold out the Christian faith to compromise with Rome in general, and Francis in particular. And then we also looked at a current event, which basically I just kind of refer to as this whole movement concerning climate change and global warming, etc. And of course, that's not just some single current event, but that's been going on for a long time. Al Gore and others have been pushing and promoting, and even before Al Gore, he may have invented the internet, but he did not invent, excuse my humor, global warming and all of that. There was people that predated him, but he was able to take that to the bank and is still sounding the bell on that. Well, anyway, I want to look now at a fourth current event, and this is something that took place recently out in my old stomping grounds out in Los Angeles area, where I lived for 20 years, and I was able to do a lot of research, and I was able to visit all kinds of strange, different places, occultic places, cultic places, ufology-type places, you know, you name it. I had 20 years of opportunity to gather research, and I'm thankful that I had that opportunity and what I've gained from it, and some of the things that I hope I can share, or that I will share with you, and I hope that you can benefit from. Now, there used to be an event years ago when I lived out there. It was called the Whole Life Expo. I've referred to it before on my program. And this particular event, I believe, it has kind of evolved into what's known as the Conscious Life Expo. I don't know if the same people run it, own it. I don't know if it was sold from one, you know, group to another. I really don't have an official word on any of this. But I do know that it is the big event now in the LA area that the Whole Life Expo used to be. So I'm assuming it, you know, if nothing else, it kind of evolved into that, regardless of who's involved with it and who's running it. I, by the way, have never visited the Conscious Life Expo, but I made numerous trips to see the Whole Life Expo. They used to have one down by LAX, the airport there in LA, and then they also had it in Pasadena. They usually had it twice a year, and I usually was there twice a year. For almost the full 20 years that I was out in L.A. We even had the opportunity to set up a booth of our own and witness to people without them knowing it. No, I'm just kidding. We were subtle, though, and Ravi Maharaj was there. He had his book, Death of a Guru, and having been a former Hindu guru, we kind of fit in with our little setup. And we used the opportunity to pass out his book and tracks and what have you. But anyway, moving along, so I had a lot of involvement with this expo known as the Whole Life Expo. And I have stories. And if I had grandchildren, I could tell them those stories, but I'll have to tell them to you. I guess you folks will have to, you know, be my surrogate grandchildren or whatever. Anyway, the Conscious Life Expo was held a few months ago. This is a current event that's not completely current, but not too long ago it took place. And I'm reporting on it because I do get notifications on my computer of this type of thing that's going on. And this particular Conscious Life Expo, of course, they had their usual plenary speakers, as well as many workshops and what have you. Many of these names you may not know. Many of these names I don't know. But two of these names I definitely do know. And one of them is Eric Von Daniken. If you know anything about ufology, you would remember Eric Von Daniken, but he's not really the topic of tonight. We want to look at the New Age movement is what I'm moving into. Not the New Age, excuse me. We want to look at the One World religion that's coming, and how, of course, events like this and a current event like this is part of the building blocks, part of the. You know, there is a large group of people that have been subtly and overtly affected by New Age ideas, which are very much in sympathy with, you know, the One World religion that's coming. So I want to look at a few things regarding this event that took place a few months ago. But I particularly want to start off concerning the opening keynote speaker, Marianne Williamson. Now, so this is our fourth current event as we look at the One World religion that's coming. Now, Marianne Williamson, as you may know or may not know, probably many of you may not know, although I think you're a pretty astute bunch, those that are listening to my program. She has been, I don't know if she's still in the race, but she's a Democratic candidate for president. That's what she's not mostly noted for, of course. But, you know, she was in the debate some time ago. And, of course, she has a background, though, in very much heavily into the New Age. And as I mentioned, she was the keynote speaker to start off this Conscious Life Expo. Now, her background, really, though, and where she's most noted, noteworthy, is that she's promoted The Course in Miracles, which is a book that was supposedly channeled through a woman, Helen Schuschman, I believe was her name, and she channeled this. In other words, and it was Jesus, supposedly, was the spirit giving these huge three volumes of unbeforeknown messages from Jesus Christ that he forgot to, you know, put in the Bible for us. But anyway, that's her claim to fame, that she has, or one of her big claim to fame is that she's promoted that book, and then, of course, she's written her own books. And as we will see in an article I'm about to read to you, the concern, of course, about Marianne Williamson. Well, it goes without saying, of course, that this lady, she needs prayer. She needs to come to know Christ, the real Christ, not the Jesus of the Course in Miracles, which is really a Gnostic book, not only a channeled book, but a Gnostic, or, you know, it's a heretical, filled with heresy, of course. It's amazing. And every, you know, so much in there completely contradicts what the Bible teaches us. So, gee, I what do you know? Paul said there'd be a different Jesus, a different gospel, and a different spirit. Well, you get all of that with Course in Miracles. Now, of course, the big concern as we look at this coming One World Religion, and here you have the New Age movement and one of their major conferences. But as I've said many times, and this is not new with me, of course, since it's in the Bible, but, you know, we know that the great apostasy is coming, the falling away from the faith, that many who claim to be followers of the real Jesus Christ will not be, will turn out to fall away from the faith. And that's the apostasy that's coming. Or actually, I think that's upon us, but it will continue to develop into a major, another major building block or prophetic event, let's say, that God has warned us that is coming and that will come. Well, this is the concern, and this is why it's important sometimes to name names of those professing to be biblical Christians, to warn others not to follow them when they start following other things besides the Bible or things that are contrary to the Bible. That's sort of a no-brainer, isn't it? But anyway, there is an article from the Lighthouse Trails website, and of course they do excellent work in discernment and trying to keep people up on all of the many things that are so hard to keep up with these days. But they have an article which is referencing, of course, Marianne Williamson. And it's an older article from April 3rd, 2019. And it's concerning actually a political, let me just read the article to you. That would be easier than me saying more about it at this point. So here's the title of this article from April the 3rd, 2019, Lighthouse Trails. Roma Downey's financial contribution to New Ager Marianne Williamson raises many questions. Well, you know who Roma Downey is, of course, or I would assume. She was one of the angels on the TV, popular TV program with Della Reese. And, you know, she claims to be a Christian. Many people have pointed out she's more of a Catholic New Ager, and that's not just, that can be easily documented, of course. And I have said some things in the past about that. Many others, of course, have as well. And so pray for Roma Downey and her husband as well. His name escapes me right now. But anyway, he's involved a lot in television, reality, series and stuff like that. Anyway, the article says, evangelical leaders such as Rick Warren, Greg Laurie, and David Jeremiah have shown public support for Roma Downey and her books, movies, and other media work for a number of years now. Lighthouse Trails has attempted to alert these leaders and the church at large that while Downey may be a sincere person, she is a New Age sympathizer and has consistently supported those sympathies. And I would say she may be more than just a New Age sympathizer, but anyway, we'll look at a few more items down the road here. This week, a Lighthouse Trails reader sent us a link to a March 27, 2019 article from the Center for Public Integrity that disclosed that Roma Downey contributed $2,600 to Marianne Williamson's 2014 run in California for Congress. Now, this wasn't for president that she's running for now, or that she has been running for, let's say. Proof of this contribution can be seen on a government website that shows a tax record for Marianne Williamson for the year 2013 when the contribution by Downey was made. This was in 2013, of course. So we're talking about some old news here, but it's still newsworthy, okay? Marianne Williamson is one of today's foremost New Age leaders. That's no questioning that. And is running for president in 2020. I've mentioned that. It was because of Williamson that the New Age Bible, quote-unquote, A Course in Miracles, became popular in mainstream America after Williamson's book, Return to Love, promoting A Course in Miracles, was featured on the Oprah Winfrey Show. She's one of Oprah's, best buds, of course. A Course in Miracles has the quintessential New Age message that God dwells in every human being and that each person has a Christ consciousness. It is this same New Age God who believes that the era of the single Savior is over and that Hitler actually did the Jews a favor, by killing them. Listen to the following quotes by the New Age God. The real issue is whether Hitler's actions were wrong. Yet I have said over and over again that there is no right or wrong in the universe. A thing is not intrinsically right or wrong. A thing simply is. Okay. And I believe this reference is from another New Age leader who we will be talking about a little bit in the future here. But anyway, we go on to read, here we go. I'll get to this in just, Neil Donald Walsh is the one that I was thinking of. That's right. Okay. Now, your thought that Hitler was a monster is based on the fact that he ordered the killing of millions of people, correct? Yeah, what if I told you that what you call death is the greatest thing that could happen to anyone? What then? So the first thing you have to understand, as I've already explained to you, is that Hitler didn't hurt anyone. In a sense, he didn't inflict suffering. He ended it. The mistakes Hitler made did no harm or damage to those whose deaths he caused. Those souls were released from their earthly bondage like butterflies emerging from a cocoon. These quotes were said by the New Age God in Neil Donald Walsh's highly popular book series, Conversations with God, as cited in Warren Smith's booklet, Oprah Winfrey's New Age Christianity. Such sentiments as are revealed in these quotes express the underlying truth about the New Age God. Roma Downey, and this is from the Lighthouse article, Roma Downey is free to believe whatever she wants to believe, and that is so true. That is one of the great benefits of living in a free and democratic country. Our concern, one that is growing by the day, is with Christian leaders, men and women who name the name of Jesus Christ, who are highly influential and looked up to by millions, such as Greg Laurie and David Jeremiah. I've always liked David Jeremiah personally. I've always appreciated so much of what he's done. But, you know, we have to name names, you know, when people won't listen to warn. And this article, of course, makes that pretty clear. Looked up to, okay, such as Laurie and Jeremiah, who are exhibiting very little or no discernment, such as in the situation with Roma Downey. And many are being misled because of this. Some may say that we should not be bringing up her contribution of $2,600 to Marianne Williamson during her run for Congress because it was 6 years ago. But as we have documented for some time, and this including in Greg Reed's recent booklet, Butterfly Illusions, Downey has never recanted or renounced her New Age affinities and continues promoting them. Not that long ago, she even said that Oprah Winfrey was on fire with the Holy Spirit. To say something like that about a major New Age leader shows that there is something amiss. The thing is, when someone comes out of the New Age, Warren Smith, Johanna Michelson, Carol Matriciana, a natural outcome of that is to want to warn about the things he or she was once promoting, but Roma Downey has not done that. And, of course, you know, I'm not going to take the time tonight to talk about Della Reese. I think I've referenced her in past podcasts. She's passed away now. But she was strongly involved with a religious science neo-Gnostic cult-type group. She was the pastor of her own group, but she spoke at the religious science the mother church in L.A. I went down and got the tapes and totally disassociated herself with biblical Christianity. But anyway, and of course, she was very close to Roma Downey, not just in the Angel series, but, you know, they were close friends. In fact, Della Reese did her wedding to her present husband. But anyway, that's just an aside because I don't have time to get into all that. But I will say this as an aside, that Roma's New Age influences, including a New Age college that she went to out in the L.A. area, and the guy's college, John Roger, who's also passed away, he was a New Age guru, and I want to say a little bit more about him. I've talked about him in past podcasts because some of his visualization that he speaks of and other things was very similar, reminded me of Johanna Michelson's experience and the beautiful side of evil that she describes when she was into visualizing spirits, one claiming to be Jesus, etc., and did not realize until she did get saved and was delivered that she had been deceived by seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. Now, let's see if I want to... I'll end this article here. Harry Arnside, a great Bible expositor from years ago, said, "Truth mixed with error is equivalent to all error, except that is more innocent looking and therefore more dangerous. God hates such a mixture. Any error or any truth in error mixture calls for definite exposure and repudiation. To condone such is to be unfaithful to God and His Word and treacherous to imperiled souls for whom Christ died." So when you mix truth with error, it's a very dangerous thing, needless to say. More dangerous than just, you know, I remember one pastor saying, you know, a false teacher will teach a lot of truth, maybe 90% truth, to deceive you with the 5% that he wants to trick you with that, you know, is a pernicious, soul-damning type doctrine. Now, and this is this quote from Arnside, this is what needs to be said for those Christian leaders who have a huge platform and who are compromising and who are promoting IHOP, for instance, false prophets like Francis Chan and others. You know, pray for these people. Pray for these leaders. Like I said, I always liked David Jeremiah. And, you know, but pray for them that they'll understand what's taking place or that they'll have more discernment. No one's questioning their gift of teaching or their sincerity or whatever else, but they need to be more aware of what's going on, or at least listen to people. They don't have to believe what they're saying, but listen to it and test it. You know, somebody said, all truth is God's truth. They said that to me the other day, and I'm like, yeah, except for the truth that's not God's truth. I mean, all God's truth is found in His Word when it comes to, you know, salvific things, salvation and such. But anyway, I want to say a little bit about John Rogers' book, just to give you an example that this man was an influence on Roma Downey. You know, this is something I'm going to quote right now. This is from the last part of that article. It says, this story about Roma Downey and her supporting Marianne Williamson is a perfect example of why names need to be named. Serious deception must be identified, not to villainize or hurt those promoting it, but to warn those who are blindly walking into a dangerous trap. It is wrong for leaders who call themselves Christian to misrepresent the Lord whom they claim to serve, and it's long overdue for some of them to start speaking up when the gospel is being compromised. Remember, Paul named names, folks. Paul the Apostle, he named names to protect the sheep in his day. And remember, Jeremiah the prophet was not popular for speaking out against the false prophets in Israel of the day. He was seen as the bad guy, you know. And he was actually the good guy, just like Paul was when he named names. He didn't do it for any other reason than to warn the sheep. And for those who do such, including myself, please understand, don't shoot the messenger. Test everything. Test all things, it says in Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians 5:21, I believe. Test me, test everything by the Word of God. Not by your experience. Test it by the Word of God. So, anyway, this is the quote from Instagram, Roma Downey's Instagram, about Oprah Winfrey. What an extraordinary night. Miss Oprah Winfrey was spectacular. Truly, she was on fire with the Holy Spirit and light, helping raise over $1 million to feed the hungry. Okay, there's the social gospel. And so if you're doing something that's a social gospel kind of thing, then you must be saved. It must be the Holy Spirit working in you. Besides, you know, never mind that Oprah Winfrey has promoted probably the New Age more than anybody on the planet through all the books she's endorsed, of all the New Age leaders, of all the people who promote all of the heretical New Age Antichrist doctrines. And that's so easy for anyone to check out for themselves. Don't take my word for it. Check it out for yourself. It says, I've never seen anything like it. She was amazing. She encouraged the room to be the hands of God and do it for Jesus. Which Jesus? Well, it must be, you know, Jesus, if she said Jesus, right? Oprah Winfrey, she talks a lot about Jesus. So anyway, let's just say a few things quick about John Roger here. He, in Life 101, and I talked about this before in other podcasts, he talks about visualization. He says, it's unfortunate sometimes, in a sense, the term visualization has become the almost exclusive word for any work done in the imagination. He talks about the sanctuary. A sanctuary is an inner retreat you build with visualization in your imagination. Johanna Michelson described it as a laboratory. That was Silva Mind Control. They taught her to go into her laboratory and then this inner retreat where she could visualize and bring forth these spirits into her life. He talks in this book about people mover. This is a device to move people in and out of your sanctuary. Now, people, not human flesh and blood people, but spirits is what he's talking about. No one ever enters without your express permission and invitation. You can use an elevator, conveyor belt, Star Trek beam me up device, or anything else that moves people. Of course, this is all in the imagination, utilizing the imagination through visualization. But this is a practice that's involved in occultism. Creative visualization is very big in New Age. And visualization has always been a part of the occult before there was the term New Age even around. Finally, and I've picked another page, 153 from the book, Master Teacher. This is your ideal teacher, the being with whom you are the perfect student. The Master Teacher, or MT for short, knows everything about you, has always been with you, in fact. The MT also knows all you need to learn, the perfect timing for your learning, for learning it, and the ideal way of teaching it to you. You don't create a Master Teacher. That's already been done. You discover your Master Teacher. To meet your Master Teacher, simply walk over to your People Mover, ask for your Master Teacher to come forth, and from the pure white light of your People Mover comes your Master Teacher. You know, pray for Roma Downey and her husband. Johanna Michelson got out. She had a Christian sister that was praying for her, and she got out of this great deception. So, you know, I'm not trying to condemn anyone. All we have gone astray. We all need Christ, but we need the true Christ. Now, I don't know if I'm going to have time right now to delve into this article. This is an article called Ecumenism Update, and this is from the Berean Call, which Dave Hunt founded this organization, one of my heroes, and T.A. McMahon, who is the director of the Berean Call, wrote the article. I know I'm not going to have time, but it goes hand in hand with what we've been talking about here. And so next week, I'm going to read from this article, and then we're going to move into the Conscious Life Expo and say a few more things about that. Again, as we look at some of the building blocks for the One World Religion and how the New Age movement is going to fit right in there with it. So I believe at this point in time, we'll call it a night, and I hope you will join us next week. God bless you all. Good night.